This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour, and from KateDalyRadio.com, the Kate Daly Show. Wow, so glad to be with you today. I don't really have great news, to tell you the truth, but I don't want this to be jump off a bridge radio either. So, you know, informing is always good because then we can prepare and we know what's coming and it's really, really important. Will you be flying in 5 years? Will you be flying in by 2025? In 3 years? Less than 3 years? A couple of years? Will you fly less? Well, what does their real five-year plan look like? And what does it look like for us, the peons, the lowly citizens of this nation? It's a really interesting part of the propaganda that we're in, the propaganda overload, because we're seeing a lot of headlines. And I don't know if we aren't paying attention, we probably wouldn't see the effect of this that it's having on us, but we're getting a constant influx of a gazillion, I love that word, gazillion headlines talking about this. I'll kind of give you an example. Airplanes are incredibly polluting, but could we ever live completely without them? Yes, says the article. Yes, we can. It's very, very interesting. What would a flying free world look like, says the BBC? Five reasons why flying won't be fun in the future. See? No fun. Yeah, terrible. Now, it is terrible. We have to squish in seats made for small Asians. No offense, Asians. You're just smaller people than most Americans. And it's really rough, to tell you the truth. It's hard to fly. Do you guys remember back? I don't, because I wasn't alive at the time. But I do recall hearing about the fact that we used to fly, we used to dress up, and it used to be kind of a fun thing where we were comfortable the entire way, pretty much sitting in first class, even though you bought a, you know, back-of-the-bus ticket. Not so much anymore. They're making it very uncomfortable. Here's another one. Five ways flying could change in the future. Really? Why should it change in the future? What's wrong with it? Is anyone asking that? Will I ever be able to fly again without feeling guilty? BBC. I don't feel guilty when I fly. I pay a lot of money. Then I have to pay for a bag. And then I have to pay for a tissue. Then I have to pay for chips. And then I got to pay for a drink. What am I feeling guilty about? Oh, Mother Earth. That's why I'm feeling guilty. The whole carbon footprint of 2.5%. 2.5%. Here's an opinion from the Washington Post. For the love of Earth, you know, Mother Earth needs to have her worship ceremony. Stop traveling. Stop traveling? We all travel. That's the fun. I look forward to vacations, don't you? Some require traveling. Will I ever be able to fly again without feeling guilty? Just cracks me up because I really don't. Will ordinary people be able to fly? You and me. Will we have supersonic jets that are able to go around the world in no time for the elite? But us little people, us littles, can't go? Are we going to be outpriced? Are the flights unreliable right now? Are there really staff shortages? Has anyone asked that? Maybe it's not a staff shortage. I'm sure the shot's done its damage, and I'm sure they really wanted to make the airline industry take that shot. Maybe it was for a reason. You have less pilots. You have less staff. Maybe there's partial. That could be a partial reason. But maybe the big overall reason that started in 2020, because these articles started in 2020, not just this year. So how would they have known? How would they have known that flying was going to become an issue and a problem? I don't know. And as we're outpriced and as it's unreliable and as you can't count on your connecting flight, which seems to be happening a lot, as it's expensive, will you be priced out? The government took control of the airlines with a huge bailout and nobody was noticing in March of 2020. I guess there was a grand old reason that that happened, more so than we think, because the government has control over what they do. But nobody was looking. Come on, come on, come on. So I'm going to come right back. There's a couple other things on the horizon you need to know about in their real five-year plan that they have for us and how we can fight it. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So will you be flying in 5 years? I think my friend Katie Hopkins has it right on this. I don't think we will be. And I think we need to prepare for a world in which we are told that we must save Mother Earth. I was looking out the window the other day, and everything looks suspiciously same as it has my entire life. Still not affected by that dire climate change, where I'm supposed to die in a burning inferno or freeze up like a popsicle at the end of every 10 years of my life. Interesting. Anyway, so now again, it's still 10 years out, our demise, that is. And so we must save Mother Earth by lowering the carbon footprint. Here's what's in the articles. A world of no flights. I sound like the movie guy. A world of no flights would present some serious logistical challenges, but could also open up the door to huge changes to other low carbon forms of transport. Oh, honey, you get to ride the train. Lucky you, you Amtrak dweller. Yeah, and so the train's fun. It's long, you know, that or a covered wagon, I guess, as they outcar us and outfly us. So we won't be able to do those two things. I'll get to that in just a moment. But it says demand management, essentially people flying less, is the most effective way to reduce those emissions this decade, according to the recent report from Transport and Environment. Those lucky folks, the environmental group that is, weighed in and said that we don't have sustainable aviation fuels, really. And what we could do in the future with this is really save Mother Earth if we save that whole whopping 2.5% of emissions tax. Now, remember, emissions tax was a total fraud put on by one of the Committee of 300, Harlan Cleveland, back in 1996, came up with the riveting idea that we could come up with this tax for emissions. Where the money's supposed to go? No one knows. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you save the earth. It just matters that you take taxation for it. And we were the only country that bought into it. The other countries said no. They weren't that stupid. Us? We do it. Remember when President Wilson, 100 years ago, used to keep sheep on the White House lawn, and he was asked, why do you keep a flock of sheep on the White House lawn? And he said, because it reminds me of the American people. Charming. Anyway, so there was much more to COVID than we thought, and grounding all the flights on Earth, they said, right now, grounding all of them would put a 2.5%. So if you just kept jets in the air for the elite, you know, the same Hollywood and politicians that cry for Mother Earth, but drive around their big black SUV or fly their jet, you know, to the events. Shh, don't say anything. And so, of course, then we're only saving about 1%. If we ground everybody and we keep them flying, yeah, a whole whopping 1%. But that's what they, I think, plan to do. And I think she's right. She put out a great video on it. And I think we should be paying attention because I've been seeing these signs too. Very, very strange signs. Unreliable. They keep saying how unreliable it is for no reason. People want to go back to work. So why aren't they hiring? Obviously, people want to take flights. What you need to do is book a flight and book a flight and book a flight and book a flight and make those flights as full as you possibly can all the time. Because where there is demand, it's going to look highly suspicious when they really try to knock the flights down in the coming years to keep us grounded as far as that goes. So We are in a situation where we have a couple of things happening with our utilities. We have a couple of things happening with cars. And so let me get to that, because this is, it's kind of this overall 5-year real plan. And that's really, it's good to know what they have planned, because, you know, they don't always win. And I like to think that if we could, you know, take off the cover of this once in a while and see it for what it really is and see what they're trying to do and how they've been doing this since 2020, maybe we could get a handle on this, know our enemy a little bit better, and stop this crazy, insane, like a guardrail. I feel like we're cattle in the guardrail. We should all start mooing together. They love to manage us. In fact, they even came out with articles saying, by the way, 5 top tips for handling flight cancellations like a pro. Honey, if you're feeling like you can't get on the next flight, we'll teach you to suck it up a little bit more and handle it like a pro. Thanks, mainstream media. You're awesome. Really appreciate that. So then they had articles that came out, and it said trains, a sustainable future is on track. Trains. Wasn't that like 75 years ago? Didn't we take the train because we had no other alternative, like, you know, flying? So now they're talking about sustainable future. Well, back when Build Back Worse came out, it was talking about all the funding. There was an entire section I noticed as I was reading through it that it was 66 at the very, very beginning and start, $66 billion to pump into Amtrak. Why would you be pumping more money into Amtrak? It's not like when I want to go to Florida, the first thing I'm thinking is, wow, can I take the train? Because I know those 7 days will be extra special as I try to get there. No, we take a flight. We want to get there immediately, don't we? So it's not like everybody is pumping for Amtrak, okay? So why are they putting all this money into Amtrak? And you notice that they just closed down some of the I was going to call them flights, not so much, some of the ground movement. We'll just call it that. Ground movement, because of the strike, right? And so we would know that shortages were coming. Boy, you can control a lot of things, because mostly on trains, it's food and products and plastics and all kinds of things that get shipped around. Not necessarily so much as people. I don't know. I kind of had this vision of the boxcar. Wow. Okay, so they're setting up trains with all of this money to be kind of the next bastion of hope for us, and they're going to consistently call them sustainable. Just watch the news. They'll consistently refer to trains for the next couple of years as the best thing since sliced bread. You just didn't know it, okay? You just didn't know your family vacation was now going to take 3 weeks, right? Because you have to get there and you have to get back on a train. Interesting. They also are setting up warm banks in Europe, because they're expecting, so the average bill for utilities is about $200 to $250, right? $150 to $250. And now it's going to jump up to upwards of $350 a month, and there's going to be a lot of people that can't afford that. So what's going to happen? Well, they're telling you to get nice and cuddly. You can go to the community center. You can go to a library. Haven't stepped foot in one of those for a long time, but you can go there to get warm. And then you can go home to your very cold house that you might not want to live in anymore because, you know, it's cold or it's too hot in the summer. But here's a nice little apartment for you in town. You know, it's closer to the warm bank as you're all sitting around in this little hovel trying to, you know, do this and kind of sit there and get warm together. Then you go out in the freezing cold. I'm sure it's going to do a lot of good. And what are they selling it as? That's the most important thing to always remember. What are they selling it as? They're selling it as, well, you altruistic, sweet, good citizen, you. You good world citizen. A friend of mine was in California, and the smart meter would not kick the house under 83 degrees. Well, it was a little bit hot, sweltering, in fact. You can't go below 83 degrees? Yeah, the air conditioner, as soon as everybody left the home, was so smart, in fact, that it basically shut itself off. And if you tried to mess with it, if you tried to turn it on, you know, say 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you couldn't. You couldn't get that thing down below 83. Are smart meters going to be an issue? You bet they are. I was warning about this 6 years ago. I know Alex was warning about this for years. And it's the truth. We are in a situation where we're putting them in control. Why? Because we love our technology. It's shiny and it's fun. No, it's not. It's going to absolutely control your utility. Look what's happening in Europe. In Europe, they have the Birmingham City Council, England's biggest, serving 1.14 million people. The latest to announce facilities such as churches, community centers, and libraries will be available for people to stay warm during colder months. You didn't know you were going to be hanging out at the community center, did you? Yeah, as you're paying rent on that very expensive place that you own, you also get to go hang out at the community center or an old-fashioned library to get warm. And this is what their local democracy reporting service is telling you. I love how they step in the word democracy at every turn. It's fun. No, we're a republic. We're a republic over here. I am talking about Europe, though. They can refer to themselves as that. But the government has been urged to step in, of course, and help control this dilemma coming. It's going to get colder, and it's going to get more burdensome to try to heat your place. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, you horrible little citizens of the world and domestic terrorists. Back here with you on the Alex Stone Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? The whole good citizen thing. You know, everything's going to be done in the name of good citizenry. When I was talking about California, there were people that my friend knew that said, well, you know, we're doing our part. Remember the Walmart slogan? And, of course, it was on everything in 2020. When all of this came crashing down, we're all in this together. And I had a T-shirt made that said, we're all buying in this together, into this together. We're all buying into this together. And we are, unless we say something, unless we do something. For some reason, we still have our heads down for the large part, hoping it'll change. It's not going to, unless we do something about this. So the Los Angeles Fire Department has deployed what it believes to be the first believed to be the first electric fire truck in North America. In fact, they brought the prototype around. It looks ridiculous. The Menlo Park Fire District. It's a pretty violent place in California, Menlo Park. Anyway, first interested in the truck and aimed to secure the first order. They were the first to jump on board that puppy and say, yes, this is the way of the future. And, of course, it came out, it starts at about, it's almost $1 million, and 1.2, I guess. And they recently received the truck. And so the City of Los Angeles Fire Chief, Kristen Crowley, who loves the future, and I mean big heart emoji to the future for this gal. This was the idiotic statement she made. It will reduce noise. And it will bring it basically to nothing in regards of diesel emissions. We'll actually create the space for our firefighters to be in a healthier environment around our fire engines. I don't recall firemen being picked off by diesel emissions. Do you? I always thought it was the fires, you know, inhaling all the smoke. Huh. Strange. Yeah, I don't remember a single death attributed to diesel emissions. They spend most of their time waiting for a call, and then they get in the engine and they put their headphones on. I don't remember them. Are they all cowering around the back of the engine to suck in all those emissions? I mean, how does that work exactly? How is it healthier? I guess you have to come up with reasons. When you want an electric fire truck really bad that will give out after 8 hours and need a diesel generator, the irony is just so thick, for sure, that you're in a situation where you go, yes, and it will reduce noise. Do you mean the noise we don't hear as the sirens are wailing? Is that the noise that we're not supposed to hear? And she kept calling it an engine. It's a motor. It's not an engine. Has gas. Last time I checked. Anyway, super smart that, Kristen. Anyway, so I didn't realize that the fire engines themselves were so loud and disturbing over the wailing that you get to hear at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning in your city that wakes you up when it's 5 miles away. So that's fun. I like that. And just to know in my heart of hearts that it's quieter just makes me feel all giddy inside. And of course, she was right there to really talk about the health and how they're super giddy about this and they really want to embrace the future. And they're going to embrace it first in California. So many things start in California and New York. What is it about those two places? Anyway, electric fire trucks and electric police cars. These are coming our way. Why? To save Mother Earth and the two reasons that she made up. Quieter engines and that we had some dire problem with firemen just peeling off, you know, dying because of those nasty emissions. Not because of the smoke they inhale at a fire. Mm-mm. Nope. Not the building exploding. No. No, none of those things. Just the diesel emissions. Oh, Kristen, you're making this place such a fun place to work, right? and a healthier place. You need a good old good citizen badge, good old global citizen badge for you. Anyway, so I also wanted to talk about, it's just crazy, right? I also wanted to talk about disability payments. This is another thing that's going to be happening. Now, they've been edging into it here in America. How have they been doing this? They've been doing it by the federal government giving these wink, wink grants for your utilities. Oh, you can't afford utilities? Oh, I know we're 2.5 years past COVID, but here's, you know, some time on your bill, or you can't afford it. Hey, here's a little stipend. Well, those are all forms of disability. And what it's going to amount to is more and more people are going to be put on disability. They're going to be living off the government in the form of disability. Because when you're yang and you want to pass the universal payment, but you can't because we're America, then what do you do? Well, you get it through in other ways, right? You really got to work hard to figure out how to manipulate it so that people don't recognize it like that. It's that. It's basically, we're going to screw you so hard on your utilities, you're going to be so worried about how to pay your bills. We're going to come in and help you. And there's your universal payment. That's how it works. It's insane. But they're doing it. 6 million people are receiving a disability cost in Europe, in London right now. 6 million people in Europe, I'm sorry. And they're being paid this qualifying disability benefit, right? And here's the deal with the shots and how it's compromising health. And as much as the mainstream media wants to be that stupid and not talk about all the sudden deaths, because there is no such thing as sudden adult death syndrome, are we going to have more and more on disability? You've got autoimmune going through the roof, cancer going through the roof, people that are going in for surgeries. Doctors are quietly asking them, hey, have you had the shot? Because if you have, I have to give you a whole bunch more meds for your blood to be able to coagulate. So we're having problems. So what should we do? Tell me the truth. Did you get the shot or not? We're having so many issues that I do foresee a lot more people on disability. It's the disability universal payment. That's what it is. And it'll be broadened and more people will receive it. And as you're receiving those good old government funds, you won't squawk as much when the utilities are sky high or you can't fly or you're being outpriced of your car or gas. Are they going to make it so that when you're driving your car, you're going to have so many more tickets to pay, you know, of course, the budgets for the police departments? It was never supposed to work that way, but here we are. And, of course, more insurance. Are they going to make that super expensive? The cars themselves more expensive? Gas more expensive? Outprice you out of a car? What screams independence? Cars. You can get in and drive them all over the place. You have freedom, right? And if you have a car under 1992, well, you have even more freedom because you don't have any mechanisms that the government control inside those cars. That's fantastic. But the problem is that will you be able to? As King Fraud-A-Lot puts in all of those and spends, you know, $900 million on EV chargers across the country, spare me. What happens if you don't go get an electric car? Well, here's the deal. I don't think that's the issue. I don't think that's what they're actually trying to do. They're not trying to move you into an electric car at all. In fact, when I come back, I'll describe what I think. But it has nothing to do with trying to get you into an electric car, I'll tell you that much. And I think if you can peel back the cover just a little bit, maybe we'll kind of see this big plan of theirs, their real 5-year plan, and how this thing operates. Because it isn't about putting your butt in an electric car that you can't afford and that will run out. Okay? I don't think it's about that at all. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic. The man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Company. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I love it. You're a horrible citizen like me. My biggest goal in life is to become a horrible, horrible global citizen. May we all achieve that in our lifetime. That'll be something to be proud of. I like to put that on my obituary, to tell you the truth. Oh, my gosh. So let's recap. Will we be flying in 5 years? I don't think we will be. I think the goal is to propagandize you so hard into thinking that flying's bad that if you fly, you will start to feel guilty because they're telling you to. And as you fly that uncomfortable flight next to the stranger, as you're pretty much sitting in their lap the entire time, and it's that uncomfortable with a Stasi-like crew, it is going to get more uncomfortable, more expensive. They're going to outprice you and price you out of it, I should say. And we might not be flying. Take all the flights you can right now, but I would seriously bulk up the flights because it'll look insane when they try to shut that down with the demand being that high. Don't give in to all the propaganda in the headlines, right? I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know you guys know. It's just frustrating out there because there's so much propaganda. You don't realize all the headlines that have been coming out for 3 years on this topic. 2.5, almost 3 years. It's insane. So cars, what's the end game of cars? I don't think it is to put you into an electric car. They know that'd be impossible. People are not just going to give up their car to go into an electric car. Who would be that lame? Never mind. There's people in California that would be. I can say that because I was raised there. I was raised there. Anyway, so there will be those people that just absolutely want to drive those cars. The problem is that most of America isn't coming onto this little game. And I do think that it isn't about putting you into an electric car. It's about putting you in no car. It's about Agenda 2030. It's about the implementation of saying to you, we were wrong. Electric cars aren't going to work for the entire nation because, those batteries are even more toxic. And, And now that you've done away with your car, if you have, or now that we've outpriced you, you can't drive your car because of insurance and tickets and registrations going up and the cost of fuel and everything else. And maybe those places don't even get fuel. Maybe the gas stations don't even get the fuel. And we have such shortages that people just finally go, okay, I don't know if I can drive. What am I going to do? Walk? This is why they've been implementing all of those bike trails in every single neighborhood across the country. You've seen a rash of bike trails pop up. This is why they want to make it so that you walk or bike and for Mother Earth. Just know that you are loving your Mother Earth when you're doing all that, okay? Because that's what they want you to think. They want you to think that you're doing something. And there are going to be a lot of people that say, we're just doing our part. And I'm going to pat myself on the back for being that good citizen that I am. But why are you sacrificing? What's the sacrifice for? Nothing. Didn't do anything. But you're going to sacrifice and you're going to be happy about it. It's a lot easier to control people when they voluntarily do something than trying to force them. And they figured that out. Tavistock back in the day, and it's still running strong, figured that out, that psychological operations on us would work a lot better than just trying to force us. Especially here in America, we're supposed to be a free country. How do you do that? Oh, you just put psychological warfare on just about everything. We are a product of psychological warfare. And so it won't be about putting you in an electric car. That's their solution right now. Oh, we're going to move towards electric. No, it's going to be no car. And will people give up their homes and cars? Cars too expensive, homes too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer? Maybe. And go into that government-approved housing that they've been in a scramble to really get up in volumes, okay? And then also gardens. In 2009, they passed the People's Gardens, and you were supposed to register with the USDA. You didn't do that? I can't imagine. I'm in shock. Who would? I don't know. But anyway, there are people that would. And now they've made it a bigger, broader, expanded program because they'd like your little garden. Your little garden, you see, isn't just your garden anymore. It's the people's garden. Your garden is my garden. No, I'm not out there watering. I'm not out there paying for fertilizer or seeds or anything. But it's my fruit, too. And so I get to claim it. How fun. And so they're really expanding that program. And the USDA, they want to see that happen. Also, I was looking at an article the other day that said this invisible army of abortion murders will affect election results. They're going to come out in election time and they're going to affect election results. And it reminded me of the invisible army of Tavistock, to tell you the truth, because why are we in this pickle? Well, there's two reasons, actually three. One is a product of one of them. Club of Rome. And the Committee of 300 kind of run things behind. When we say they, we're always talking about them. And the vehicle that they used to do that would be Tavistock. Tavistock used to be Wellington. It used to be a psychological warfare. The first real good project they had was to try to entice us into World War I. And so what they started doing was they started demonizing Hilsey, the guy that ran Germany. And they started saying all these things about him in the press. They started saying that the Germans were throwing up babies and they were landing on bayonets. That sounds familiar. I remember hearing that about Iraq. Interesting. Anyway, and so they kept demonizing him. And to the point where They were saying so many things about it to try to rile up our interest in World War One. Eddie Bernays was in Wellington and then turned into Tavistock, and so many people. Oh my gosh, there's so many people in this Russian spy that George Orwell actually looked up to and wrote most of his stuff from. This Russian spy. And so there were all kinds of people, this brain trust, this Tavistock brain trust. It says it didn't start till 1946, but that's just when it changed names and changed hands. And they have been on a clear assault against us ever since. So when I've said on this show before, did the Nazi eugenics ever end? Not really. No. The programs kept going, and they were really against us. They got their two wars right after the Federal Reserve got shoved through. They waited for the Federal Reserve. You got to have the Federal Reserve in control of the money before you profit off the wars. That's how that worked. And so so the Tavistock works for the Club of Rome, and it works for the CFR, and it works for Trilateral Commission. Remember Kissinger kissing up to China in the 70s? The German Marshall Fund, you name it. I mean, talk about every single group, the Bank of International Settlements. And so you have all of these groups that were steadily feeding us propaganda, opinion polls were a big deal. That changed a lot because they were able to say 90% of Americans feel this way. They'd like to kick their puppy. And then you're like, I don't like to kick my puppy. Should I like to kick my puppy? Do 90% of other Americans think that? Ooh, maybe I should change my views. Maybe I want to kick a puppy. That's how that works. So the opinion polls came out and started shaping how we viewed things and how we saw things. But I thought it was interesting in that script of how they demonized and demonized and demonized. Even to this day, you still might look back in history and go, well, that guy was evil. I'm not talking about Hitler, the guy before Hitler. Was he? Should you question that? I mean, we were told ISIS was going to come get us. We were told the Taliban was going to come get us. We were told a lot of things. Shouldn't you invest maybe a little bit of time in figuring out if that actually happened? They got us into a war with Germany, and we were very, very reluctant to do so for good reasons. George Washington warned, do not become that entity that goes around creating war. But they were smart enough to know that we couldn't make the first move because we would never be behind that. The move always had to be made, and then we were going to rush in to save the day. That's how it works. And I'll come right back and I'll talk about that because this is really interesting. The script hasn't changed. We, the people, just fail to see it. Over and over and over again, we're consistently manipulated to the core. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. And let me start here because I always like a little bit of history in the news because everything is better in context and understanding. Otherwise, we can't see how we got here and we can't see the script being played out again and again. That's frustrating at best, is to, for people not to be able to see that. And we clearly have a good old vision problem in America of not being able to see the clear lines of manipulation because they're happening again and again. Let me give you some examples. So it was Kaiser Wilhelm that was in the press consistently. We did cartoons about him and we told everybody he was doing these super outlandish, violent things. Was he? They also said the German army was taking Belgian kids and they were chopping off their hands and they were raping all the women. And those accounts, they got this guy that was really respected over in Europe, Viscount Bryce, and they said, you go and do an investigation. Everybody will trust you because for a short time he was the ambassador to here, to the USA. And so he goes and he doesn't investigate anything. He doesn't name anybody. He doesn't really look at anything. He's just told to pass this off because as soon as he passed all that off as truth, we were at war. We were at war. And it was going to happen. That's exactly what they wanted. And so we have this problem of propaganda every single time that we go into battle, every single time we go into a war, it's always the same story. All of a sudden, that dictator of that country turns into a monster overnight and he's gassing and killing his people. And we must save them. Think about it. There's never any other story. Boy, that's a lot of like instant madmen. How does that happen? Just instant. What are the odds of that? Every single time. And we've been in war consistently since we formed the UN for peace. We've been in war. military action, not declared war by Congress as it should be. But isn't that interesting? So the so if you go back into time just a little bit, we were told Assad of Syria was suddenly the same thing. Overnight, a madman. We must go and save the people. The white helmets were actually the bad guys in that. Osama bin Laden, we were told the same thing. Obviously, he was CIA, and obviously he was, you know, friendly with the Bushes and everything else. And then all of a sudden, he was this madman who sent a bunch of people flying into the towers. Okay. And then, of course, Saddam was throwing babies on the bayonets and gassing Kurds. Do you know they actually went in and did an investigation on that? And that actually didn't happen. It was actually Iranian gas that was dropped. He wasn't gassing the Kurds. The Kurds actually were moving into the northern territories of Iraq, trying to take the land and call it their own. So, of course, he was going into battle with them. But he wasn't gassing them, as everybody was told. That was a lie. And when the truth came out, nobody cared. Absolutely nobody cared about the truth because the lie had already been told. The lies were there. The Clintons used the same lies about Serbia. We're told the same thing about Ukraine right now and Russia. Of course, Russia. And they're still trying to sell that. And I heard even like last night, it was a story. Oh, my gosh, you know, Russia is losing. I wouldn't trust one thing that they say about what's going on over there. Not one thing ever, because all they've done is lie to us for over 100 years. So, you know, every single country that we've had a military action with, there's not one normal president of any of those countries. See, you can't go to war with somebody normal. You can only go to war on a madman that's killing his people. Because how do you get the American people to do that? Well, because we feel sorry for the people that are, they say, are being abused, so we rush in. This is taken from the British military handbook. Demonize and take control of the enemy through public perception and other tactics. Yeah. Tavistock also wrote the CIA manual on guerrilla warfare. The World War II program of buying Liberty Bonds was written by Tavistock. It was directed by London. Who funded Tavistock? Oh, the royal family. You know how everyone, 5 billion people, were watching the funeral of Elizabeth and really getting into the pomp and circumstance of this? Isn't it interesting that they were behind funding this mass propaganda effort, along with the Rothschilds and along with the Rockefellers? So Tavistock even came up with the name isolationist. Remember they used to call Ron Paul an isolationist? Ron Paul is a fantastic student of the Constitution, one of the best people to interview ever. And they had that negative term spun out because in World War One, if you were not all for going in on the pretenses that they handed you, then you were an isolationist. And that was supposed to be a big boogeyman word. You know, you're an isolationist. Oh, how terrible. Anyway, why was Switzerland never bombed? Why were our offices in Germany never bombed? Why were munitions never bombed? Oh, the profiteering of munitions. Yeah, that's why. And of course, Voice of America. It all started with a bill, and that gave the Smith-Mundt Act gave them the ability to lie out there, to absolutely just lie. And so we get to 1991, 16-year-old daughter of Kuwait ambassador. Funny how nobody recognized her. Anyway, sold the lies about babies being thrown to the ground and stomped on. Desert Storm was suddenly a war. Never proclaimed. Just a military action, right? Really? I mean, go, right? And just like President Wilson sent our troops over to France to meet their death, we basically said that Saddam had to be removed to make the Middle East safe again. Is it? Do you feel safe? I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe from my government. That's what I don't feel safe from. And, of course, that 16-year-old, did they pay Hilton and Knowles $600,000 for that stunt in front of our Senate? Because it was a lie. It was a lie. And neither one of them were ever punished for that lie. But isn't it interesting that they never, ever changed the script? They couldn't. We're so dumb that they didn't even have to change the script. We would just believe it. Because who's going to believe, or who's going to go back in the time and look at World War One? Nobody. Nobody. Right? By that time, everyone's in nursing homes, really. Right? That would remember that. Unless you were a kid and you had an expert memory. And here we are. We had League of Nations, United Nations, but we never ever had, anything, never a different script. It was always the same. And I marvel at that, that we absolutely are okay with that. Somehow, some way, we don't see the parallel and the shocking, just the mimicking of every single event. Suddenly a madman. We must go in. When are we ever going to wake up? Tavistock works for the Black nobility. And so, yeah, no one ever talks about them, do they? And this is how they got to COVID. And this is why I think things are happening a little faster now. They realized with COVID that with no cemeteries, no actual evidence of any pandemic, no one dying in the streets randomly, no evidence that masks worked. The only solution from day one was only going to be a vaccine and nothing else. No medication. Oh, no. Just a vaccine. And that vaccine was already in production first week of February before they even named COVID. 98 symptoms encompassing just about every single illness on the block, right? And they knew, they could still get away with some of the biggest lies. I think we have bigger lies coming, and I think climate change is going to be the lack of vehicles, the fight for utilities, the fight for just being able to afford a grocery store run. All manufactured from the top. All manufactured from the top. What are we going to do? If you can get more people to see this, wouldn't it be interesting if they stopped wearing the mask? And I mean metaphorically in everything, if they stopped getting emotionally manipulated by everything, if they just stopped and they looked at the big picture and peeled back that outer layer to see that this is all contrived. All the things that we deal with now, the music, the abortion, the changing in the pronoun crazy, everything, every movement was brought on by Tavistock manipulation that also Stanford Hoover Institute, you name it, Wharton, all kinds of things stem out of Tavistock. But they're very, very good at what they do for a reason. They perfected it, and they know exactly what pushes our buttons again and again. And they're just hoping and crossing their fingers that we won't figure it out. They do have weaknesses. They don't want us to look at fusion. They don't want us to see nuclear power as a plus. They demonize that. They demonize everything that they want you to feel is bad, right? They want you to think is bad. And they prop up all the stuff that actually helps us with our liberty. They demonize those things and tell you they're no good. Man, we really have to wake up. And I hate saying that because I hate that phrase. It's getting old. Wake up, wake up. But we are asleep at the wheel. And the flying and the cars and the electricity, all these things are happening. And we better wake up to it. We better see it going on right now. We're not going to stop it. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the Alex Jones Show today. It's been a pleasure. Glad you joined me. Thank you.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.